why are shepherds at Jesus' birth? So one of the reasons we want to ask that is because it's quite important who is at that birth. I mean, even today, who gets to be in that kind of hospital room looking at the newborn baby? That's really important. I know people who either they want as many people involved at that newborn baby process at the end, or they just want as few. It's just the parents. It's a big thing who gets to be there to see the newborn baby. And it's quite important for this nativity story because although the earthly parents wanted it to be quite small, quite intimate, just the two of them, but the heavenly parents didn't want that. They had tons of people coming to see this newborn baby. And this is why this is such a big question. Jesus is super important, and everybody knew it. Mary and Joseph knew this baby was going to be super important. So, who would be the first guests to see that newborn baby? It could have been anybody, an open invitation. Even as we know from later in the story, the Magi, these great kings, wanted to, and even King Herod said he wanted to. Seeing Jesus was a big thing. But the first people, other than Mary and Joseph, to see baby Jesus were these shepherds. Why? Why were they the first? Well, as we think a little bit on who this baby Jesus was, everybody wanted to see him because of all these promises about who he'd be. He was going to be this great king, this great judge, this ruler, this warrior. Everyone was looking forward to that. And as again, if we think on those other stories, that's people had in their minds. Why did Jesus come from Nazareth? That's a poor place. If he is this king, surely it's somewhere better. He came from a palace or something like that. But that's not what happened. Why? Why was Jesus, who promised to be all those things, he came from very unexpected places and had very unexpected guests at his birth? Well, one of those big things and one of the reasons everybody thought Jesus was going to be this super rich, super popular, super famous person was because he was going to be the son of David. And as we know, David was this famous great king, the best, one of the best kings, one of the best warriors, one of the best poets, one of just the best people in the Bible. Super famous, super popular, super rich. Everyone thought, well, of course, if God's going to show up, if there's going to be this divine king, he's going to look like that. But Jesus, at his birth, wanted to start with shepherds. And as we're looking at David, is it the same? So as we were thinking in our story, and we go back, David was this great king, great warrior, but how did he start? And if we go back to that our reading in 2 Samuel and the story of David, we want to see that even then, Samuel's coming to Jesse's household, and even Samuel's thinking, there's going to be a great king. God's going to anoint somebody to be this amazing new king for us. And he's thinking, when he sees this firstborn son, Eliab, he thinks, oh, right, this has got to be it. Eliab is this amazing firstborn son. And as we read later, if you remember, he's fighting in the king's army near the king. All those kind of that first few sons, even the king thinks, Saul at the time, these are great sons. So when Samuel gets there, he sees them and he thinks, surely, if there's going to be a great king, it's got to be Eliab. And then it goes, the Lord's like, no, don't look at that. Don't look what everyone else thinks is great. I'll tell you what's really great. And so again, Samuel's like, okay, maybe not the firstborn. Maybe it's the next one. He's just as good. But then no. And as we read, it keeps going through this list, going down and down and down until actually Jesse's like, you've gone through all my sons. Someone's like, are you sure? There's nobody left. It's like, well, okay, there is somebody. It's the youngest. But he's out tending the sheep. Now, that already is super important for us to remember. Samuel is this amazing prophet, famous in the whole country. Everybody wants to see him. And all these sons come out because they think, oh, I could be king. I want to meet Samuel. But David, he doesn't. He's still out in the fields. Why? It's because he still cares for those sheep. He thinks those sheep are more important. His job as a shepherd is more important than even seeing this great celebrity. So, of course, when the Lord comes to David, he goes, this is the one. This is the one you must anoint. He will be ruler. And it's because he's this little shepherd of the family. But then we might think, well, why are they still these promises? Why was David this big famous king and warrior? Where does he get all that from? And actually, as we follow the story, you might remember the next couple chapters, David actually defeats Goliath. He has his battle with Goliath, and he is a bit afraid. He's nervous coming to Goliath, and everyone around is terrified. But David, one of these greatest warriors of all time, and when he's about to face Goliath, he knows he's going to defeat him, and he says, because he was a shepherd. Well, he had to face lions and bears. So David, the greatest warrior of all time in the Bible, says the reason he was so good and he could defeat Goliath was he started as a shepherd. He trusted the Lord even then. And then as we think later, David was this great king. I think it's 2 Samuel 5. He gets to be the king. Everyone comes and coronates him. And again, so remember, David is a great warrior. And he says, I'm only a great warrior because I started as a shepherd. And then when he comes to be coronated and become king, everyone comes around him and the Lord reminds him, you're going to be king because you're going to shepherd Israel. You're going to be their ruler. So think on that. David, one of the greatest kings, greatest warriors of all time, and both, he's a great king, great warrior. And he thinks, I'm only that great as a king and warrior because I started as a shepherd. So when we think of David, we do think this great king, great warrior. But actually, David himself thinks, no, I'm just a shepherd. A good shepherd, but he is just a shepherd. And actually, as we look further on at some of these stories of David, he still refers to himself as the shepherd of Israel. That's how he sees himself. We think, great king, great warrior. He sees, no, I'm just a shepherd. So, everyone thinks if there's a great king, a great warrior, he's going to be born in palaces, he's going to start as that. But really, to the Lord and to David, this great king that Jesus is mimicking, he's got to start as a shepherd. I wanted to talk about David. Obviously, I love talking about David. Possibly I talk about him too much. And it's just because he is this amazing king, super rich, super wealthy, super famous, but he himself sees himself just as a lowly shepherd, still sees himself as that. But there are actually other examples in the Bible. You might remember Moses. He also is a great king leading millions of people. He's a great judge. He judges over all of them. And actually, Moses also fights giants. When he's old, he fights a few of them. So he's a great warrior, a great king, a great judge. But he became all of that when he was a shepherd exiled from Egypt. So Moses and David, both these great like rulers and warriors, and they start as shepherds. So that's one thing we want to think about as we come to Jesus and we think, ah, okay, he's going to be this incredible person. So how's he going to start? Because all the rest, all these other great rulers started as shepherds. But actually goes a bit further as we look in the Old Testament, and there are more promises. The Lord himself, he talks about himself as a shepherd. Even in that seed song we sung, the promises, oh, he's going to be amazing. He's going to be the ruler of Israel because he's going to shepherd them. So even then, it takes the strength of the Lord to make someone a great shepherd. That is what we're getting at. That all throughout, to make great rulers, great warriors, it takes shepherds. But again, that doesn't quite explain for the Nativity. Why was Jesus so excited to have shepherds at his birth? And actually, as we follow Jesus' life, he refers to himself as a shepherd as well, still going on like David does. He still refers to himself as a shepherd. And in particular, we might, one passage I've got, I almost was going to have it as a reading, was going to be John chapter 10. And in that one, Jesus just calls himself outright, just calls himself the good shepherd. For him, his whole life, his ministry, he is a king, he is a ruler, he is a warrior, he is a judge, he's all of that. But how does Jesus see himself? What does he think he's most like for us? He thinks he's most like a shepherd. And as we think on that, why is it so important that he's like a shepherd? Well, if we look in John 10, there's some incredible things that he talks about. And I might link it to David again. So first, shepherds had to defend their sheep. David talks about the enemies he fought, and Jesus says the same. As he's the shepherd and we're the sheep, he's going to defend us. He'll fight for us, and he'll even risk his life for us. In fact, in John 10, he talks about what's the difference between a shepherd and just someone who's looking after sheep. Is there a difference? Jesus goes, yeah, the shepherd is willing to do anything to protect those sheep. A hired hand won't. They'll run away. But a shepherd will go into danger to rescue those sheep and fight for them. And actually, David does the same. When he's talking about Goliath, he says, I could fight him, because when I had to fight lions and bears, even if they had a sheep in their mouth, I'd run up to them. He even actually says in that next chapter, he grabs the lion and bear by their hair to pull the sheep out. So have that as an image. A king wouldn't do that. We see in stories, kings, if things are going not their way, they'll run away. Shepherds don't. Jesus, as a shepherd, will fight for us and he won't stop, even if it hurts him. And then in John 10, there's more. Why is it so amazing? He's a shepherd and we are sheep. Well, he fights for us. But he also knows us. He knows each of us by name. And he cares for us. He loves us all. That's something a shepherd does that not even kings do. They don't know the name of all their subjects. But a shepherd does. He knows all his sheep. And then finally, he talks about how his sheep know his voice. Why is it important? Jesus is a shepherd because we can know him. We can't know even the queen. She's amazing, but we can't meet her. She's too amazing for us, too above us. She is amazing, but we can't meet her, and she might not know me. But Jesus does. He knows every sheep, and they know him. They hear his voice. They know his voice. That's something, again, that's so amazing about Jesus being this good shepherd. And there's even more as we look in the Gospels. He talks about all these stories. You might remember the sheep and the goats. I had a few here of these stories. So there are other things which are great about him being a shepherd. In Matthew 18, that's that parable when just one sheep gets lost and the shepherd will run after them. And what's also amazing is they'll sing for joy. They're so happy that just one sheep got rescued and comes back. That's Jesus. As this shepherd, he's so thankful to have us and loves us that he'll run after us. And then also in Matthew 25, Jesus talks about all these people he's judging at the end of the world. And the people he loves are the sheep, the ones who listened to him, the ones who did what he said, the ones who followed him. Those are his sheep and he their shepherd. And what's so nice is he knows those sheep. Everything they did, everything about them, knows their name. As the shepherd, he loves those sheep dearly. And that's us. So, why are shepherds at Jesus' birth? It is because Jesus is going to be the good shepherd. And in the Old Testament, that really is what the Lord's proud of. He's proud that he is our shepherd. He looks after us. He fights for us. He cares for us. And he knows us. Why are shepherds at Jesus' birth? Is it because Jesus, as he's being born and he grows up, he wants those shepherds to be his role model? He wants to look like them and act like them. Is that it? That those shepherds were there because the best shepherd ever was being born. And that's what Jesus wanted first. Before he's a king, before he's a warrior, he's a shepherd first.